Okay, we are now joined by the winning driver of today's South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Driver in the number 22, Team Penske Ford Mustang, Joey Logano. Joey, this is obviously a much different immediate aftermath of the race comparing last weekend to now, but you're the first driver to secure championship four spot. How does that feel?
It feels great. what do you think I was going to say? Obviously, it feels really good. So proud of our race team all the way through. This group of guys is they're truly incredible. They're good people, which is one of the things I'm most proud of. But they're really smart, and in the playoffs, they're able to really be able to keep a level head and maximize the races no matter what's dealt with them. And today we had a solid car. You know, we were not as good as a 20, but we were a top five car. In a long run, we were probably the best car. We just got ate up on the restarts too much. And, so when there's an opportunity like that at the end of the race where there's a long run and you're able to make good mileage, that's one of our strengths that we have with the Ford. And, so there's an opportunity there to run it long. And then when you put that together with Paul Wolf, an incredible crew chief, we call him Big Ball Paul now, and he's he really makes it happen. There are engineers calculating everything, and then communication, right? That to Coleman, my spotter, back down to me as the driver, how much can I save? What's going on around me? How, you know, obviously we don't want to win by too much, right? You want to make sure you save enough gas to get to the end. You got to get to the end if you're going to win. So able to make it happen. So excited.
All right. Well, we'll begin opening it up to questions. We'll start right here with Mark, and then we'll just go down the line.
Mark Bureau, PRN. So how do you feel about this 1 week swing? Low of lows, you barely miss out. So now you're in the championship four. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you really can't.
Nobody in Hollywood even write the script.
You're right. I don't know. I'm just blessed to be in the situation that we're in, right? We were good enough last week to be the next guy to get in, the next team to get in, and we were good enough to do that. Today we were able to do it. My wife, I talked to her in victory lane. She's like, do you believe, like, 1 week ago at, like, this hour, I come walking out of our bedroom, and I said, you're not going to believe this shit. You know what I mean? It's like, you wouldn't believe it. And here we are a week later. I told you, you ain't going to believe this. We won this one. So excited about, you know, the opportunity ahead of us, right? Our focus now is moved forward to Phoenix, and the next 2 weeks don't really matter. It's the advantage that we earned, and we know what that advantage is worth. It's worth a lot. So our focus tomorrow morning will be on Phoenix. Job to finish.
On the left.
I don't think there's a team out there that works better together than Team Penske. That is just in our DNA all the way through. And that started years and years and years ago. I can't even take credit for being part of that. From when I got there, the openness between team to team. I remember years ago Brad telling me when I got there is that I'd rather you beat me and finish second than him beating me and finishing 21st, right? Like it's that's the attitude that we have. And, so when you have that all the way through the team, that is just very helpful for us. I've been around long enough to realize that it's good to see your teammate win. I know you want to be the top dog, right? And obviously, but the more I'm around the sport and the more I realize how that really raises the whole team. And then you build the relationships with people that, it makes you happy to see, it affects their life, right? These bonuses are real for the teams, right? And so anything you can do to help those people that you care about is something really special to me. So that's me talking like an old man up here after years of being here, but I truly believe that. So, that teamwork all the way through with Austin, with Blaney, but the guys building the cars, we're all on the same page and truly happy for each other's success.
We'll come right here in the middle, then we'll go to Jerry Jordan, then Lee.
Downfield, the race experts. I know statistics are statistics and drivers are drivers, but what is it with you and even yours?
Beats me. I've told you that you guys bring this stuff up, and I'm like, I don't even know. I keep looking at Bob up here. He thought I wasn't going to make the playoffs this year. Who's laughing now? That's good motivation, though. I appreciate it. I needed that. That's funny.
What was kind of going through your mind in those closing laps as you heard, Bell closing 10-86-4, and just what you had to do?
Yeah, I was just focused on the information I was being fed. Right, I was going as fast as I felt comfortable going with saving fuel. I knew I couldn't waste time with Suarez. I had to get by him as soon as I got to him, which took me an extra lap longer than it wanted it to be, but was able to get by him in enough time and felt like we were in good shape. And I only knew that because of what Coleman was telling me up there. He's like, hey, I think we're in good shape. He's not going to catch us if we keep doing what we're doing. So as long as you don't get enough traffic friction by passing cars and not doing it efficiently, you're going to be able to stay ahead there. So, the pace was starting to equal out as his tires are wearing. My tires were wore out, obviously, after a long run like that. So that information made me feel pretty confident. And, I know Paul well enough now that when I hear it in his voice, he felt pretty confident we were going to make it on gas. So, they kind of said what we're doing is working, about 25, 30 laps to go. So I really kind of felt like, I can just kind of keep running this pace and, hopefully the 99 is going to have to save more and he'll back up and then just got to go fast enough to stay in front of the 20.
We'll go to Jerry, Lee, and then Jeff up here.
I'm going, like I said, I'm going off of what they tell me, and they seemed pretty confident. Like I said, it takes the whole team to do it, right? Our gas man, Nick Hensley, has so much experience on the racetrack, and he's so smart as a gas man. He totally gets it. So he did a good job at packing it when it mattered. Our engineers, Shaggy and Joe, Paul on the box, they do a good job at really understanding, what we're going to need to make it and how to efficiently tell me what to do, right? I mean, at that point, I always tell them in a few miles, just tell me what to do because I don't have all your squiggly lines. I don't know what's going on. So just, you got to coach me. So they did a great job at doing that.
You also had that fuel for burnout.
Absolutely.
Lee and then Jeff, Bob.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I do know that this team rises to the occasion. And that's why I said I'm so proud to be a part of them, because it's not just me driving the car. All these guys realize what's on the line. Like I said, they've been doing it for so long. We're experienced. We can stay calm and really heated situations. And we just, when the money's there, we're able to show up. For whatever reason that is, I think a lot of that's just some natural things that are built inside of you, some God-given things that make you love the moments of the pressure on, right? Like you got to learn to love that stuff, and I think that's just what it is. So there's no other group that I'd rather go to battle with. I could promise you that. Not one other team on this field that I would rather have than what the 22 team is right now.
Come up to Jeff and then Bob, and then we'll go back in the middle.
Joey, all of the best drivers are good at making fast cars go fast, but you might be the best in the series at taking a car that's not necessarily going to win that day and somehow maximizing it and ending up here. Is there any sense of pride in that?
I mean, like I said, it takes all of us to do that. I think our team does a good job at taking a car that might not be the fastest, and we're able to make it happen. You know, whether that's late race restarts and studying those things with Coleman to be able to make sure that we do the right things on restarts, or it's today's like today, or two tires versus four tire calls, whatever it may be. We work really hard at it, and every team does. Don't get me wrong. Like, everybody looks at these scenarios and how to do it. But, you know, if you keep yourself towards the front close enough, and we all know how NASCAR races are, right? They're unpredictable. Right. I mean, I'd say at one point in this race, it was pretty predictable what you thought was going to happen, and it didn't. It's wild, right? It's what it is. So, you never know, right? I there's many times, my wife will beat me up on this all the time, because I always tell him, like, man, we're just having a rough year, and I get down on myself every now and again, and she's like, just remember 2018, remember 2022, right? It wasn't the greatest years, and you get yourself, and you're there, and before you know it, you have a shot. Same scenario again, where we had not maybe the best regular season, but when the pay window opens up in the playoffs, the 22 shows up.
Kind of bob up here in the front.
Well, he told me we're one lap short. So saving one lap over the course of that many laps, not that hard to do. So, you know, with him knowing those numbers, that's going to put us in the best spot. Because even if the caution comes out and we do have to pit, as long as it's not near the window when everyone pitted and they would stay out, we're going to be in a pretty solid spot. So I'd say, you know, from what Paul said there, yeah, absolutely. You know, we were 10th-ish. 9th, 10th, somewhere around there before everyone started pitting. So it kind of all worked out that way.
Come right here.
Joey, you led the last six laps, and they were the only laps you led all day. Were you having faith that you could get to the front? And what was the conversation like as you were running those final six laps to try to keep Bell from catching you?
Yeah, just like I said, a constant flow of information of how many cars in between us, how much the distance of where the 20 is to where I'm at. Right. It's just a constant flow of, you know, where it's at. The less I'm guessing, the more I can affect the situation.
You feel like you didn't have to guess as much?
I didn't have to guess at all. They told me. Yeah. They told me what to do.
All right. Well, come up here in the middle.
Mitchell Brewer, Black Hat Sports. Joey, this will be your sixth championship four appearance, most of any driver in this era. Just curious if that means something to you, or is the focus just the championship?
Both. Right, I mean, our goal, when we show up in Daytona every year for media day, I say, what's the goal? Win the championship. There's nothing else that matters. I don't care how you get there or what you do. It's all about winning the championship. A big step of that is getting into the championship four. And there's a lot of pride in making it to the championship four. It's tough, right? It's a long year. You got to get through a lot of different scenarios. There's a lot of curveballs that are thrown your way. It's hard, right? I mean, making it is something to be proud of. There's no doubt. But I also have lived through the moments of getting to a championship four and not winning and feeling that pain, being that close and not winning. That sucks. I can't put a better way of saying that. That hurts a lot. So, you know, it's all about maximizing the opportunity that's ahead of us. So, as proud as I am that we've made it, I also feel like the job's far from being over, because I know what that feeling is if you don't make it happen.
We'll come up to the front here, and then we'll go back to Zach and then Dustin.
Hey, Roguera, UNLV Roboport. Joey, I asked you yesterday if the events that had transpired this past week were perfect timing for you, and you mentioned how there aren't any wild card races in this round, hence it was the right timing. And even though this wasn't like your other Vegas wins, has this past week been the best case of timing in your motorsports career?
I mean, it's definitely Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to answer that part of it. There's been some great parts of my career, and there's been some low moments, and sometimes it all happens in 1 year. And I feel like that's kind of what's happened this year. It's been some pretty tough, Sunday nights, and then there's been some pretty great ones. So we're trying to end on a good note right now. And so, like I said, got a great opportunity ahead of us. We just need to maximize it.
Joey, Team Penske now has a chance to go 3-for-3 in this next generation in terms of championships. In this era of parity where we see so many different winners, we see so many different drivers in contention week after week, what has allowed you and Team Penske as a whole to continuously put yourselves in these positions and be able to maximize?
People. It's that simple. Like I said, we have Rogers assembled some incredible people at Penske. And I know everybody says this about their teams a lot of times, but I truly believe it inside, where you got some really solid people, right? Not just what they do at the track, but what they do at home and the way they live. I'm like I said, I'm really proud to be a part of a team like this. Rogers' way of just building people around him and the environment of what's expected at Team Penske. He doesn't have to say it anymore. Right? When we hire somebody, it's not like he has to come in there and tell them what he expects. It's pretty well known, and all of us know, and it's just kind of snowballed ever since. So, a ton of credit to Roger for, hiring the correct people, but also creating a culture that's surrounded by, or centered by one winning, but also doing it in an elite way.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Like I said, it's the people. It really is. I mean, and like I said, we're very experienced. we've been around the block a few times. We know how long the season is. I think Joe Dilley's our youngest member on our team, our front changer, and everyone else is at least my age. So, we've all been doing this in our sport for a long, long time. And I just think that when you get a group like that, that just gets it. They're all married with kids for the most part. Like, everyone just really understands what life's about at this point. And we also know that, like, hey, these opportunities don't happen every year. Like, we don't, you don't know how much longer you got, right? So you want to make sure that you capitalize when you have these opportunities these days.
All right, well, we'll wrap up with Kelly.
Maybe in your mind, I don't know. Like, I mean, for us, our goal always is to make it, and we truly believe we can. Like I said, there's been many years where, by the stats, it doesn't look too good, but we've been able to capitalize when it matters. And the playoffs, we just turned a wick up. I don't know exactly, like I said, what exactly that is, but it just happens. You look at our playoff wins in our history versus our regular season wins. It's kind of crazy looking percentage wise what that is. We just seem like when the playoffs come around, we do a really good job. And like I said, I'm very proud of that. But I always think of what Roger says, and it's one of my favorite things he ever said is don't trip on your press clippings, right? Like, don't get too over your skis, and because the job's not done yet, right? We got to keep staring out the windshield and keep our heads down and grinding for the next few weeks to get ourselves an advantage.
All right, Joey. Well, congrats on the win and getting back to the championship 4.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Joey.